Hello there, Podcast Land. This episode of the Behind the Barricade podcast is sponsored by Podcast Texts. Podcasters, do you want to expand your podcast reach to 360 million, maybe even more people? Do you want to make your podcast searchable on Google, Yahoo, even Ask Jeeves? Then look no further than Podcast Texts. You can increase your podcast reach exponentially. You can also reach the deaf and hearing impaired. They can read your podcast. It's unbelievable the amount of ways Podcast Text can help you. Maybe you have a few links you'd like to include. Not a problem. You can include them thanks to Podcast Texts. Seem too good to be true? Visit PodcastTexts.com to create a more dynamic user experience for your audience today.
Going on, ladies and gentlemen. Happy Monday to everyone out there in podcast land. Welcome to the Behind the Barricade podcast. My name is John O'Connor. Like always, I'm with Daniel Tao, and this is part four of our Warped Tour series. Today, we are joined with Chris, the lead singer of the band From Ashes to New. We're up to episode number 42. We're eight away from our magical 50th episode, where we have no idea what we're going to be doing yet. But anyways, if you guys hear how screwed up my voice is, I'm actually sick. I swear to you, it is August 7th right now, about 7 p.m. at night, and I feel like total and complete shit. I don't know. I just don't know. I mean, I think it's just a cold. So anyways, going to keep it short and simple. You can like us on Facebook, facebook.com/behindthebarricade. Follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/behindthecade. Instagram, you could follow us there, instagram.com/behindthebarricade. And we're also on Radio Kronos. So you could hear us and access our on-demand over there at radiokronos.com. That's RadioKronos.com. I believe that's all the plugs I have. Yeah, I think that's it. Anyways, I'm going to get some rest. Actually, no, I'm going to be doing the outro right now. Thank you guys so much for the support. We're going to have a website up soon. It's going to be www.behindthecade.com, same thing as our Twitter. So you'll be able to go there, download our episodes of the podcast. We're going to have all latest news up. We're also going to have a local band area where we're going to take submissions from all of you guys in bands and other places. If you're a solo artist, we'll take you too. So we'll let you know when all that's coming up. We have a great interview with Jason Bittner. It's going to be released later on this month. Stay tuned for that. And our Warped Tour series is coming to a close. We only have the interview with Young Guns left. And then we have a mishmash. I think that's the word. Mishmash? Yeah, whatever. We have a whole bunch of other interviews coming up. They are too short to have their own podcast. They include Cold Rain. They include Real Big Fish, Ghost Town. And I think there was one more band. I can't remember off the top of my head. But anyways, this is really hurting my throat. Episode 42, Chris from Ashes to New. Let's get it going.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Behind the Barricade podcast. And here are your hosts, John O'Connor and Daniel Tao.
So we're here with Chris from Ashes to New.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Of course, man. I think Dan was the one who told me about you guys. It's a little bit like Linkin Park-ish.
Yeah, it's like a little bit heavier Linkin Park, I would say.
All right, so
mixed with some other genres of music in there, too. But
that's awesome.
We do some electronic, a little bit of all kinds of stuff. Got to check it out.
Definitely. So we're here at Warped Tour, and we cannot actually announce where we are. We could say we're in New Jersey, but apparently, according to labor laws or some bullshit like that, we can't say exactly where in New Jersey we are.
Wow. I've never heard of that before.
Neither have I.
What would happen if I said it?
I think the whole place would just like...
It just melt down.
I've actually never heard that before, but we are in... New Jersey, fuck it. Yeah. Gives a shit, yes.
There we go.
So, this is what, the third week of Warped Tour for you guys?
I think so, man. It's all blending together. I have no idea.
Yeah,
I mean, we're halfway through right now, though, so I know that.
That's good. Mm-hmm. You're waiting for this to be over, but like kind of bittersweet type of...
It's bittersweet. Well, we've been on tour before Warped Tour started. Yeah. So like, we started like April sometime, and we haven't been home really yet. So it's like, we did a tour with Hell Yeah, Escape the Fate, and New Year's Day.
Oh, yeah,
and then, then we went over and did a tour over in the Germany and London. Did over there
Jesus
for a
Christ.
While.
Just nonstop.
Came back to do this. I mean, we're having a great time, though. It's
now,
fun.
Did you have any Vinnie Paul barbecue?
Yes.
How was I? I hear it's phenomenal.
It was amazing. Yes. He's a master cook.
Oh, my God. Like, I hear nothing but great things about it.
They're always cooking out, man.
I hear they're very, like, personable, too.
Yes, very. Yeah, our tour manager, he's a cook, too, so they kind of, like, get together and they cook together, so...
Do they swap recipes?
I don't know. They might have. I think they might have.
Like some real secretive shit.
Yeah.
So, what stage are you guys on?
We are on the monster stage.
Monster stage. All right, yeah, so you're on the heavier sour. Stage.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, I think we're not the heaviest there, though.
No,
we're
kind of,
like,
not
the softest, actually, probably, but...
I think Whitechapel might be the heaviest.
Yeah. Yeah, we're sandwiched. Usually sandwiched in between Whitechapel and, like... Chelsea Grin or something. So,
oh yeah, that's such a great fan base. Okay,
yeah.
All right. So we have heavy metal here, you guys, and then we have like grindcore, and you're like, what the
fuck? Like, whoa! No, I love them all though, but it's just a weird, it's an interesting mix.
Hey, well, that's Warped Tour.
Yeah,
I mean, it's been an interesting mix for the last 25 years, 30 years. I don't even know. Since like 94, I want to say.
I'm not sure.
I don't know my history.
Yeah,
terrible music history.
Same here.
Even though I took it in college, and I got decent. Got a decent grade.
There you go. He passed.
Yes. That's all that matters in college. If you're not going to be a valedictorian, who gives a shit?
Yeah. There you go.
You ever go to college or?
I went to art school.
Okay. Well, that's close enough.
That count?
Yeah. There
we go.
Was it like a performance thing or was it like actual graphic design?
Graphic design. Digital design, really. A lot of Photoshop and all kinds of advertising work and stuff like that. So.
Nice, man.
Yeah. Did it for a while, but it wasn't paying so good. So... Went and did some other jobs, and here I am doing this now. So,
is this your full-time gig? Or?
Yeah.
Wow, man.
Yeah.
You actually got to that level.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've been, all of us have been working for it for, like, years and years, since we were in, like, high school.
Yeah.
So it's awesome to actually see it work out. Like, this we all grew up together playing in the local scene in different bands, so we all knew each other, all the members of From Ashes to New. But then we got together and formed this one about 2.5, 3 years ago.
Wow. So, it actually worked out in that short of time.
Yeah. It's taken off pretty quick.
Yeah. I just wish they would do, like, the interview section, like, somewhere else. Like, you have, like, the heaviest of heavy bands going on right out there.
Yeah. Well, I have horrible ADD, so I'm like...
Yeah, I know. Same here. I'm like, what's going on behind me?
You should go upstairs. It's like a fucking woofer up there.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. It's like a fucking EDM festival out there. Jesus.
Oh, man.
So, Dan, any questions?
Any date on the Warped Tour that you dread due to weather or venues or anything?
Any what was that?
Any dates of the Warped Tour that you guys are dreading due to states or venues, anything like that?
No,
weather?
Not really. It's just the wear and tear on my vocals kind of freaks me out once in a while.
Like, now, is there a specific like weather? Like, does hot weather help or?
Yeah,
like, it
Like humid hot weather is good for it, but it's rough for the performance on stage, just sweating your ass off. But
yeah,
it's good for vocals.
Anything else? Oh, thanks. It's up to me now.
All up to you, man.
We have all the work for
Make it good.
Oh, Jesus Christ. The pressure is on. So you've actually opened up a lot of rock festivals in the past, like, couple months.
Yes.
Which was the one that, like, stuck out the most?
Five Finger Death Punch, Papa Roach, and In This Moment.
That tour? Yeah.
The Got Your Six tour. Yeah, that was a very awesome tour. It was a cushy tour. It was fun. Like, they took great care of us. They're like, treat us like family.
Yeah, we were actually just talking with Young Guns, who was on tour with Breaking Benjamin for the last, like, I don't know, like 3 years now.
Mm-hmm.
They said that Breaking Benjamin was one of the bands that took the best care of them.
Yeah.
It's great to hear that.
Yeah. Yeah, it's great. We're having a great time out there with all these bands, so it's looking forward to the next one.
Yeah. I forgot which one. Was it Rich Ward of Fozzy? I think it was him. He was on tour with Buck Cherry, and apparently he never even saw Josh Todd the entire time.
Oh, really? Oh, man. Just kept to themselves, I guess.
So are you, like, active within the fans? Do you actually go say hello to them?
Oh,
or
yeah.
Do you just, like...
Oh, yeah, we're always out there at our merch tent, like, all day long, like, meeting people. We do at least 1 to 2 signings a day out here on Warped Tour, so it's...
Okay, one at your tent, one at, like, another...
Yeah, like we do like work with some charities out there, and like the Can You Hear Me tent. Like we go over there and do some signings once in a while. We do like a picture taking at one of the I forget what show it was, but we did a picture taking there.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah.
That's cool. Yeah. Mixing up a little bit.
Absolutely. I mean, then again, you know, you're waking up at, 7 in the morning every morning?
Yeah.
Not going to bed till probably, like, 10 o'clock?
Yeah, so usually later. Usually, like, 12 or 1.
Depending on you.
Yeah.
And then you have to drive all night.
Mm-hmm.
You got a driver, right?
We did.
Uh-oh.
We did.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, so we're driving ourselves right now, but...
Tour bus, van?
Or an RV right now.
Okay, all right, that's not too bad.
Yeah, it's nice in there, so it's...
It's all nice. Air conditioning?
Yes.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah.
Got an Xbox One set up?
One of the guys does.
Yeah. All right, there you go. See, they're living large over here, Dan.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Large and in charge. Any favorite games?
Games? I don't really play that many games, but, like, I'm always a Grand Theft Auto fan or anything Batman.
Now, are you one of those people that just plays Grand Theft Auto to see how far you can launch your character or something like that?
Well, is there anything else you'd play it for?
No, it's funny. Missions.
Those are? Wow.
For me, it's missions and stories, and I have friends that just like they hang out for 2 hours and say, all right, we're going to take this helicopter, we're going to fly all the way up, and we're just jump off and like skip off buildings. I'm like, you do this for hours? And they're like, dude, it's fun as hell.
Get your stars the whole way up and see how long it takes you for the cops to get you.
Before you get, get killed. Oh, it's crazy. So it's just Xbox One, you're like into PS4 or any other systems?
I actually don't have a gaming system myself. It's up to the guitarist has everything. He has like all kinds of stuff up in his bunk.
Any guys playing Pokemon Go?
The guitarist. Yep, he's the only one. I know nothing about it. That's not quite my thing. But
there is a sign in here. That's how popular it is. Catching Pokemon Go.
It's getting crazy. Like me and three of us in the band go out and we work out. Like go to the gym at night.
Yeah.
And we're here lifting, and Lance, our guitarist, is here trying to catch Pokemon. I'm like, what are you doing?
Spot me, bro. Spot me.
Yeah.
I gotta get this. So how do you find time to go to the gym on Warped Tour, or do you just do like one of those like prison workout type of deals?
No, we make time. Like sometimes we do a lot of barbecues here, I guess the tour does, and we usually go say hi real quick, but we don't really stay real long because we usually go to the gym, get showered up, and work out and all that. So
yeah, who's the barbecue band this year? Do you know?
I think they keep changing, don't they? I'm not sure.
I think there's like one person for the entire tour, like one band that has to do with the entire tour.
I'm not sure.
Obviously, we know the Warped Secrets better than I would.
Yeah,
but
I think they're mixing it up a little bit.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah. That was actually a good gig back in the day. I think back in like the 90s, a small Celtic punk band called Dropkick Murphys. I don't know if you ever heard of them.
Of course.
Yeah. They actually started off as one of these barbecue bands.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And that helped launch them into what they are today.
Okay, that is awesome.
Yeah, basically playing to no one apparently.
Yeah.
Oh my god! Well, you ever seen Dropkick Live?
No, I haven't.
Holy shit!
I would like to.
If you're into like fast-paced punk and just a lot of energy.
Yeah, I grew up listening to punk music like Rancid, Bad Religion, The Vandals.
Of course, man.
Yeah.
But good times.
Yeah.
I think you'd like a Riot Fest.
Yeah.
You ever been out there? It's in Chicago.
I've heard of it, but I've never been.
So it's basically like it's like Rock on the Range. You have a shit ton of stages all over the place, but it happens in September in Chicago. And I don't know if you've ever been to Chicago in September, but one day it's like 90 degrees, next day it's like 50 and raining, and like the third day it's like borderline snow. The oddest shit in the world.
That's crazy. Can't get used to the weather there, I guess.
No.
That'd be awful.
Where are you living now?
Lancaster, Pennsylvania.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're actually in Breaking Benjamin territory.
Yeah, pretty close. Hailstorm's good friends of ours. They grew up by like 30 minutes from us, probably.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah. Have you ever been there the entire time that you were living, or did you move there?
That's where I grew up.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Isn't that also Amish area out there?
Yeah.
You say it like it's a bad thing.
No, that's what everybody relates it to. Like, yeah, they're everywhere though.
Well, yeah, when we say that we're from New Jersey, you can only imagine the stereotypes that pop out of there.
Yeah, yep, you got it.
But then again, like, you're next to New Jersey, so you'd know more. That we're not just like the Guidos you'd say.
That wouldn't be the first thing I'd think of if you said New Jersey. So.
Awesome. Yeah. All right, so do you have any new albums coming out, any new music?
Our new album just came out. It's called Day One. It came out back in February.
Oh, okay.
So
still touring on support for that?
Yeah, we'll be touring on that for a little while yet. And our first single was Through It All, and then right now we're pushing Lost and Alone.
Lost and Alone?
So yeah,
okay.
Check it out
on
YouTube.
All these songs you're playing live here at Warped Tour?
Yes. Yeah, and we just want everybody to request it on all the radio stations and Sirius Octane and all that.
Okay. What was your latest, what was your highest ranking on Octane? Do you know offhand? Or?
Oh, man. It was Through It All, and it was up there. I don't know the exact number. I don't know all statistics. That's not my thing.
So you're the type of person that looks at a contract and goes, yeah, this looks good. Yeah, I don't know.
Look that over for me.
So, I think we're out of questions. I can't think of any off the top of my head. Any touring plans after Warped Tour?
After Warped Tour, yes. We go home for like 3 weeks.
Congrats.
Yeah, that'd be nice. And then we go back out on tour, a Canada tour with Five Finger Death Punch, Papa Roach, and 6 a.m.
Wow.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. Now that's there. A lineup.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Especially when you add in 6 a.m. too.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. We've never actually like did a tour with them before. We played a lot of festivals with them.
Yeah,
so.
They actually just had a video out on their YouTube page where they played one festival in, I think, San Antonio, at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Mm-hmm. Actually, flew out to Dallas for like an 8 o'clock set.
Oh wow!
And they filmed the entire thing.
Damn, that's crazy.
Now, can you imagine two sets in one day?
No, never had to do that before.
Yet.
Oh, man.
I'm telling you, there's going to be some piss-poor scheduling, and you're going to have to be in two places at once. But yeah.
Can't wait.
Yeah. Thank you so much. Enjoy the rest of Warped Tour.
Oh, yeah, man. Yeah, thanks for having me.
Stay cool.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
Yeah, sunscreen, hydrate, all.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah, Thanks, man.
Yep.
And there you have it. Episode number 42 is in the books. Thank you so much, Chris, for taking the time out of your busy Warped schedule to talk with us. Like always, I'm going to leave you with a song. From their latest album, Day One, here is Lost and Alone. Bye, From Ashes to New. We'll see you on Thursday. Later.